boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I haven't lived with siblings in many, many years, but literally like an hour ago, it felt like I had a little sibling on my shoulder. And that was you, Destiny.
Oh, I was just going to say, God, they're so annoying, but never mind. I take that back.
I got a FaceTime call and I answered it because I was like, maybe it's like an emergency. Yeah. I don't know. And we were sitting in my office, door shut, getting ready to like talk about the show for the day. So I'm like, sorry, I'm just going to answer and make sure everything's cool.
I don't mind.
And I answer, it's my brother saying, oh my God, I have tea. And I'm like, okay, well, can you make it quick? Because I'm in the middle of work, like, or you could call me later tonight. And he's like, no, let me just lay it out for you. Okay. And he knows that I'm with you, Destiny, but he's spilling all the tea, giving me the details, whatever. And then suddenly Destiny's in the background being like, wait, who? Who is it? What's happening? Like joining the conversation.
You can't even see me on the camera. And I'm just like, wait, who was it? What's the tea?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know who these people are. I just wanted to know.
No, and you've met my brother like, what, two or three times,
exactly.
Baby? But you were so invested in that moment of being like, what's happened? Can you guys hang on, pause? Can you tell me what's going on?
And normal people just sit there, right? And they just like listen in on the conversation.
Yeah.
And they just like take notes, right? And then maybe after the phone call, they'd ask you questions. Hey, who was that about, right?
Well, yeah, we all do that.
No,
you didn't wait.
No. I ain't got time for that.
It was literally like the little sibling being like, what does this mean? What? Who? What?
Well, now I know all the tea about somebody I don't even know about.
People that you are never going to meet.
You know how I was so nosy with your FaceTime call that you got today?
Extremely.
And I was like, who's the tea about? Who? What?
Like literally no characters involved. Did you know?
No, I don't even know them.
You became part of the conversation. So
this,
you're welcome.
I do the exact same thing when you get a text message. Look, your little phone goes ding and I automatically look at your phone. And it's not because like, I mean, sometimes it is because I'm nosy and I'm like, oh, is she talking trash about me? I don't know. But not that I think you would. But there are just, you know, habits. You look at people's screen. Am I crazy?
No, it's always nosy. It's not just sometimes I'm nosy. You're just nosy by nature.
Did you notice I did it yesterday? You were
to
sitting.
Me?
Yes, you were sitting at your computer. Your phone buzzed, and I immediately looked down at your phone, and then you scooted it over. And I was like, "Oh, she knows that I just looked at her phone, and I saw the text message that came in." But it was just your family group chat.
You're a freak. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just habit. I just look.
What were we talking about?
You guys, your family group chat's kind of boring. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't even that interesting.
I literally am never going to sit next to you willingly ever again. That is so weird.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Everyone, and I mean everyone, has at least one, if not a couple, people in their contacts that if they text them, you're not going to reply to it right away.
Dude, you did it yesterday.
To you?
Why are you calling me out today? Yesterday, you got a text message. You're like, I'm not going to respond to that person.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you do the same.
Yeah, that's why I got 133 text messages unread currently. And you know what? Producer Ben just texted me right now, and I'm probably not going to respond to him.
You're going to avoid that one for a while. We all do it, and unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but there could be an unfortunate update coming to text messaging because the app WhatsApp is coming out with some new features, and I feel like it starts with WhatsApp, and then it kind of rolls out to everything else. Because I don't use it. It's mostly like international texting, I think, for most people, but they're trying out this new update where there will be a list provided to you of people in your contacts who have been active recently.
No.
Oh, yeah. So let's say I log on to my app and I sent Destiny a message 4 hours ago. And I'm like, she hasn't answered. That's weird. I could click on my app and see Destiny was active 2 minutes ago.
No.
So she is actively
ignoring me.
Ignoring me.
Oh my God, I'm so ruined.
On purpose. Now, like I said, it's not going to iMessage or anything like that anytime soon.
I hope not.
I think if it does, my life is over.
The 133 people I still need to respond to, I'm ruined.
You are going to have no friends.
I don't, dude, this is what I'm mostly worried about. This also should never go to emails. Because you no longer can be like, oh, I never saw that.
Oh,
I
must have got lost in the inbox.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Starting to sound like the kid who cried wolf. Because I feel like every week I'm like, oh, this is the best cat story ever. Woo!
All cat stories are the greatest. So honestly, my expectations are high.
Well, this cat story I feel like is going down in history as the best cat story of all time because it is the most local of all local cat stories I could come up with because it comes from street teamer and weekend talent, Morgan.
Ooh, okay.
Today we hung out together at Vintage Market Days and she was telling me about how for Mother's Day, she is adopting a cute little cat.
Stop it right now.
I know. This cat's name is going to be Houdini.
Oh my God.
I know. And it's freaking cute. It's like striped black and white from at least what I could tell in the photo. Going to be adorable. Here's why I'm bringing up this story to you is because Morgan may be starting a new tradition, and I think we need to make this a new thing moving forward.
Okay.
Morgan and Kate, also Weekend Talent and Street Teamer, are planning on throwing her a baby shower.
For the new cat.
For a cat.
Okay.
And they were thinking about having people bring in, you know, cat litter, cat toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm here for this. This is the kind of cat or like the baby shower I would like to go to.
100%.
I stink at shopping for baby things because I don't understand babies in general. Like you throw me in the baby department and I black out. I'm like, wait, there's months?
Oh, yes.
What month am I shopping for?
Right.
What? Then there's like T and all these like letters and I'm like, huh? What? I get confused. But if you ask me to shop for a cat, easy peasy. I just get some catnip, some cat litter, and we're good to go. I mean, this needs to be a thing.
Can I have a 1 year later baby shower?
I was like, you need to, I don't know why you didn't have one. I think it's not too late. You should have one.
Okay, yeah, come on over on Sunday, I guess, and bring some litter.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
Call me crazy, but I keep seeing these TikToks and these videos on Facebook or whatever. And what it is it's a cat. And it looks like the cat is texting. And then you hear the little poop, poop, pop, pop, pop of like the texting and stuff. And it's the cat saying, me texting dad, telling him I need his credit card so that mommy can get a gift for Mother's Day. It's the cat saying that.
Okay.
Or me texting dad saying, don't forget to get mom a gift for Mother's Day because cat moms count too.
Mm-hmm.
And I, every time, take those videos and I send them to Neighbor Man. And I'm like, this is coming from Luna. Just want to let you know.
Oh.
Luna sent me this to send to you.
You also sent one to me last night.
I did!
You're like, forward this to your boyfriend. And I was like, well.
I'm just trying to help you out because I wanted you to get a gift.
Because
you count too.
I am a cat mom. That's it. That's the only type of mom I am. I can't say I expect anything, I guess.
But oh, I do.
You do.
Oh, I will riot if I don't get anything.
Okay, can I ask? Because I think it's cool, and I'm like so here for it. Cat moms, dog moms, whatever. What is it that you expect?
I expect to be taken out for brunch, lunch, breakfast, something, whatever.
Does the cat get to come?
Well, unfortunately, no. A lot of restaurants don't accept that.
Well, duh, dude. But I'm like, okay, shouldn't it be, if it's from the cat, shouldn't it be
something?
Well,
she understands.
Does she, though?
Yes. I'm like, she told daddy to take the credit card and take mommy out.
No. See, I feel like if I'm getting a gift from my cats, I would hope it's something that I can do with them. Like,
leash. No.
Or some fun catnip or a cat backpack. I really want one of those.
That is not what I want. I want it to be taken out for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
That's not from the cat.
Yes, it is. And then I want flowers. Oh, my God. It'd be so cool to get flowers, too.
From the cat.
Yeah, the cat. Yes, of course. Maybe some other gifts like chocolate. I don't know. Something else. Maybe jewelry.
None of this makes sense to me.
What do you mean? None of it.
Because it's not.
I'm a mom. That's what moms get.
Yeah. So why do we have to say it's for the cat? Because it's. I hate to tell you, the cat's not going to Target tonight.
Just wanted to check in, and I wanted to see how are you doing, Taylor, with the baby news yesterday.
God, I thought I was going to be like waking up today like, oh my God, what a weird nightmare that was. It's real. It's so real. It's all over every single one of my social media apps. Mm-hmm. There was people sharing the pictures on Instagram stories because they were cute, but that didn't mean it didn't hurt for me to look at them. And then last night I was scrolling on TikTok. At least I'm not the only one because I saw a lot of other believers who were torn up.
I saw ones that are like, it's like a girl and she's like, I've been married for 7 years and I have 3 kids and I'm devastated.
Like, this is what we all thought our lives were going to be. Was
that you were going to marry him one day?
I was going to go to a concert. Next time he goes out on tour, he was going to see me.
Boom. Fall with you.
It's
and then
happily
you would have had
after.
His baby.
Ideally.
Are you sending me to HR for this?
You know what? If you do it one more time, I might. Because it's upsetting. I'm upset. And I won't be unupset for a very long time.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls on the afternoon. On Z102.9.
Okay, be honest. Would it be weird for me to, I don't know, drop off a tanning chair in our front lawn?
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to lay out.
And skip the show?
Well, I'm like, it looks amazing out there. UV's at a 3. I feel like I should get one of those, like, lounge. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
You lean it back. It's like a lay-down lounger.
And I'm stuck in the studio?
Well, I mean, I could do it before the show, too. Or you could give me a mic and I'll go out there. I live in an apartment. Okay, so I don't really have, like, a lawn to get my vitamin D.
Can you imagine if you did your work like that?
That's what I'm saying. Is that completely unheard of?
Like on, you know, Tuesday when we have like our jock meeting and stuff. They're like, where's Taylor? And you're like, zooming in because I'm in the front lawn.
Yeah, come find me on the front lawn. It's the perfect spot. Look at all the sunshine that we're getting out there.
I know.
So
we do get a lot of birds, so watch out because you know what happens. Just saying.
Well,
and turkeys,
so
they may attack you.
Oh my God.
I'm just ruining it, aren't I?
I think I should send you out there to be a test dummy.
Dude, I cannot wait to get with my family this weekend, and I am so going to creep on them. When my sisters or like cousins or somebody takes a photo with their significant other, I'm going to be watching you like a hawk.
Okay, why?
Because I swear when you take a photo with your significant other, it tells me a lot, and it tells me whether or not you're in love with each other.
Okay, what are you looking for, I guess?
Well, today, it happened today because I saw Street Teamer Weekend Talent Morgan take a photo with her boyfriend, and the way that they took a photo, there's couples that are like, oh my God, mm-hmm. You know this is my good sign, and oh my God, come on, just take a photo. Why do you always have to be so annoying about photos? I feel like they don't love each other.
Ooh.
They get annoyed with each other a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But the way that Morgan and her boyfriend took a photo, like she was like, come here. And like, he got really excited and they posed and they were really cute. Mm-hmm. And she would like had the biggest smile on her face. And so did he. And I was like, they're in love.
Mm.
They are so in love.
I totally know.
I've been both ways.
100%.
In a relationship. I've been the one that's like so giddy to take a photo with you and I have the biggest smile on my face and so do they. But I've also been that other couple who's like, oh my God, just can you take a photo with me and not be annoying about it?
Well, yeah, I feel like there's always like one person that maybe is like, oh, come on, babe. Like, we got to do that. Yeah. Like, can't we just like get going? There's always one person that's like that. And I feel like you can tell by the way that they pose together.
Yes. Because
I know I've seen photos of myself with ex-boyfriends that I'm like, I look so like uncomfortable, like stiff.
Yes.
Awkward. Obviously, it didn't work out because I wasn't really comfortable with that person.
100%.
So now I know.
Oh, 100%. I feel like if you put your hand on their chest, I feel like you're in love. Have you seen that? Where they like the girl always has their hand on the guy's chest.
I'm
like,
oh, you're into it.
Oh, I'm into it. And I feel like I can tell you're in love when you do that.
Hand to chest. Mm-hmm. Okay, noted. Thanks. I'm right there with you, Destiny. I think watching couples take photos together can say a lot about how well they get along.
100%.
But with that, I kind of want to add something else to look for when it comes to couples and photos, not just how they behave and how they react to like, hey, let's get a picture. But I feel like it says a lot if you take photos of each other in your relationship.
And go on.
As in like, and I'm not even necessarily saying like posting them, but like, oh my gosh, the dog is all snuggled up on his lap. So cute. I want to snap a picture and take a picture. Like, I don't feel like I need to like get in it and take a selfie, but I just take a picture of him. Or I don't know, we're at a farmer's market and he thinks I look really cute with my coffee and he just like takes a picture of you. I feel like that shows a whole nother level.
Because they, in that moment, see you're cute and is like, yes, I need to take a photo of this so I don't forget it ever again.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I never thought of it. I've never had that before.
Oh, shoot. Well, this took a turn. I didn't mean to.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
If you see Taylor, one of your favorite local radio DJs here on Z102.9 out and about, please give her a hug. She's not doing very well today.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I do. Trust me, I do. She got some very devastating news today. That is, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are expecting a baby.
Congratulations, but I am heartbroken.
If you don't know, Justin Bieber is the love of her life.
That should be me. That was supposed to be me.
It's not funny. Sorry, I am a horrible friend. Well, to rub it in your face more, I thought tonight's trivia question for Mother's Day, we would talk about...
Sure.
We talk about what women crave when they're pregnant.
Okay. I don't want to know what she's craving, to be honest with you.
Tonight's trivia question, 70% of women crave this when pregnant. What is it?
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. This is probably my favorite trivia question I've ever done of all time because I'm really just rubbing it in your face right now. She's not well. Taylor got horrible news today that the love of her life, Justin Bieber, is officially having a kid with Hailey Bieber.
And you know what? I am logging out of Instagram forever because everybody's sharing those stinking pictures on their stories. Are they cute? Yeah. Should that be me with a little pregnant belly with Justin Bieber? Probably. But it's not. And for that, I will sob myself to sleep tonight.
Well, to make it feel better, tonight's trivia question is 70% of women crave this when pregnant. I'm sure Hailey Bieber's going to crave this. You wouldn't.
Good for her.
You're not having a kid with Justin Bieber. I wonder if I can go to HR for this. For being a bully for you.
I'm going to submit all this over there. So far, though, we've got 6327 who guessed a foot massage.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. 2109 said pickles. Pregnant or not, I crave that all the time.
I was just going to say, like, I would never stop eating pickles, I don't think.
Because
I already love them. 3289 said spicy food. I could see that.
Yeah, spicy food's hard for me. So I wonder if I ever was, would it be like super easy and would I crave it?
I don't know.
I feel like you crave the opposite. I don't know. Who am I to say? I don't know anything. I guess I can ask Hailey Bieber.
It's so funny.
Tonight's trivia question. Oh, you are so going to punch me later. 70% of women crave this when pregnant. What is it?
She's so lucky she's far from me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is I had a box of tissues over here the entire time, and I am not offering it to you.
This day could not get any worse.
I just think it's funny because I went through the exact same thing, and I'm pretty positive you told me to suck it up when I found out Post Malone was not only engaged, but he had a baby on the way. And I was like, there goes the love of my life.
You didn't have to see announcement photos because she is anonymous.
That is true. We don't know who the girl is. But you had to see it with Hailey Bieber.
Bieber's all over the stories. I cannot, do not text or call me. I'm not okay. All right.
Note to self, she's not here tomorrow. We know why.
I need a day to think about what's happened.
70% of women crave this when pregnant. And we're only doing this question to rub it into Taylor's face.
What do you get on with it?
What do you think it is?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
There's a big chance that Hailey Bieber will be craving nachos. Because that's what 70% of women craved when they're pregnant.
You know what? I kind of want some nachos.
To cry to it? Well, you know what? That's a good food
nachos
to cry.
Nachos and crying do go hand in hand.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sorry, you're on a different microphone.
I'm on a different microphone because I am so ready to celebrate Mother's Day with a cocktail.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to be hosting brunches or going over to your parents maybe. And I feel like brunch and mimosas go hand in hand, obviously. Earlier this week, I called my mom. I was like, if you could pick any cocktail to have on Mother's Day, what would it be? She said, a mimosa. Duh. But
oh, wow.
Maybe something a little bit, I don't know, out of the ordinary. Normally, it's just orange juice.
That's kind of what I've only ever had.
Which is great. And it's delicious. It's a classic. But I thought, let's shake it up a little bit today and make a little mom-mosa. Okay? And it's really easy. That's why I love mimosas. So I'm making a strawberry lemonade.
Shut up.
Mom-mosa. So, and it's the great part about mimosas is that there's no measurements. You measure with your heart.
Even better. This is my kind of cocktail.
And however much you choose. So before this, I pureed some strawberries. So I'm just going to put some of those at the bottom of the glass. You can add a little sugar and water to make it a little more juicy. and then I got some lemonade that I'll put on top of that. You could just buy strawberry lemonade, but...
You wanted to make it fancier.
Yeah, what's the fun in that? It's Mother's Day. Take a little extra step and mash up your own strawberries.
I mean, if you have some anger. Trauma with your mom.
Oh.
That too.
Sure. Yeah, bring that up on Mother's Day. and then you're going to top it off with champagne of your choice. I got Prosecco Rosé, mostly because it was pink.
Is it going to pop?
I don't think it did. Well, that was super
disappointing.
Sad. Disappointing. So I'm just going to top each of our glasses off.
I was waiting for the pop sound.
Well, that was not real, but it was. You can pretend it was if you want. I'm topping. Woo! Fizzy. Topping each of our glasses off with some
Prosecco. I think this might be the easiest cocktail you've ever made.
Dude, it's so easy. And then if you want to take it to the next level, obviously.
Which I know you do.
I always do. I cut up little strawberries to look like hearts, and I'm just going to let it float in there. You can put it on the rim, whatever you choose. Okay, I'm going to come deliver this.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is probably the easiest cocktail and the only one I'll be able to ever remake, because if it means I don't have to do measurements, I'm going to do. Oh my God, what I love about the strawberries that are like floating in this is they also kind of look like flowers.
They do. It's kind of artsy. It's a pink drink. You could strain it if you wanted to, but I didn't feel like it, frankly. So cheers to mothers or mother figures in your life.
Or cat moms. Because I'm one.
I too.
This is good.
I got a huge strawberry chunk.
I did too, which I'm not complaining with. Oh, this is good.
I like it. It's easy. It's fruity. It's also going to be 80 degrees on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So
I was thinking this by the pool. I don't have a pool, but if I had a pool, I would sip this by the pool.
Well, you've got 2 days to find
a mom with a pool.
A mom.
Mom with a pool.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Well, it depends. What does it involve?
You and your chance at finding love ever in your life.
Oh, God. I had a feeling it had to do with Post Malone.
Well, actually, no, not at all.
Well, he's the love of my life.
What I'm going to do right now is I'm either going to confirm that you are in what could be the perfect relationship or...
Oh, my God. Why would you do that to
me?
Or
it's not going to work out. I don't know. I'm just passing the word along because okay. I'm seeing people on TikTok talking about this all over the place. And I think it's kind of interesting. It's called the birth
order. That's my tissues right there, ready to go.
Jeez, so dramatic.
Well, you're going to ruin my life.
Well, let me just say, take it with a grain of salt, I guess. It's a TikTok theory, so do with it as you wish, okay?
Okay.
It's called the birth order dating theory. And basically, it's just the thought that the order that you and your siblings were born in and your partner's sibling, like where they're at in age order, or if they're an only child, that matters too. It impacts who you're drawn to dating wise and also how successful your relationship would be. So
far, this isn't half bad.
Okay, let me go on because I don't want you to get too excited before I ask any questions. So the expert who really believes this theory says that the partnerships between people who are in different spots within their sibling order tend to be the more successful ones than those of two of the same spots. So, and that's because
you just see me light up. I feel like we are back to business, baby.
Okay. Oh, good God.
Go on.
They think this because, I mean, it's kind of a generalization, but wherever you're at in your sibling roles, there's some characteristics that you probably have, like firstborns are rulers and leaders, and middle kids are mediators. They make sure that everybody's like getting along with each other or we're forgotten.
Yeah, we are.
Speaking from experience. And then lastborn are like charmers. They know how to get their way.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that according to their research, the higher divorce rates are between two firstborn children. So the oldest and the oldest, that tends to not work out.
I could see that. I could see that. Because I could also see the babies too.
Nope. The second one that they had listed was two only child partners together because they may feel like they need to fight for attention because they're not used to having to share people's attention. They grew up an only child. And they say the most successful marriage is when a firstborn marries a lastborn. According to them, which I could see.
Huh. Okay.
So how do we feel about this? I can see where, you know, you meet people sometimes and you're like, I can tell.
But they did they hit the two lastborns? If you marry two lastborns?
They did not.
Because I feel like that's got to be a high divorce rate too. I just feel like it.
Yeah, I could see that too. It wasn't
you
listed.
Tend to get, no offense to the youngins, but you got your way.
Mm-hmm.
You always did.
Mm-hmm.
And us older ones and the middle child, we saw it. Oh, so geez. I feel like they're used to getting their way. And then in the relationship, if they don't get their way, maybe divorce. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get this.
I think it makes a lot of sense because maybe like subconsciously, I feel like we kind of like think like this already.
100%.
Where it's like I have met people and I'm like, okay, I can tell you're an only child,
mm-hmm.
we probably aren't going to get along so well. But mm-hmm. I don't know that I would like necessarily go be searching on your dating apps like, must be the oldest child to work
out.
You
know, that would be weird.
I can't imagine that you would get a lot of swipes on that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So I was getting a little like spooked out because my LinkedIn was just blowing up today. And I'm like, I hardly ever get on LinkedIn. So why is my notifications just like blowing up?
I feel like if mine started blowing up, I'd be a little scared.
I'm like, did somebody hack me and like post something and now everybody's like liking it? I didn't know what it was. So eventually, after like literally the 20th notification, I decided to go check on why my LinkedIn was like
popping off.
Turns out, whoopsie, my bad. I forgot it's my work anniversary.
Today?
Yeah.
May 10th?
I guess so. According to LinkedIn,
Sweet.
So it just posts for you and it says celebrating 8 years at Z102.9 and people are liking it. People are sending DMs and hey, congratulations and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
I completely forgot it was today and it's funny. And I was telling Morgan and Kate when I was at Vintage Market Days about how my LinkedIn was blowing up. And Kate said something like, oh my God, I didn't know you've been with the company for 8 years. And I was like, well, you know, I've been with the company for 8 years, but there's minus like 5-6 months that I did go to Missouri, but I was still on payroll. So when I came back, like I was quick, easy, work right back into schedule. You know what I mean? So I've been here for 8 years, in my opinion.
But I don't.
What do you, what?
I mean, I don't think that's true. You left.
Yeah, I left for 6 months, but it's still, I never got taken off. So in my opinion.
Did you work?
No, but I never got taken off. So in my opinion, it's still full 8 years. What am I going to say? Oh, hey, I've only been with the company for 7 years and, well, what's minus 6 months?
No,
7 years and 6 months.
I think you count it from the second time you started.
Are you kidding me?
No.
And all my years of hard work before.
Listen, I think I got technically hired in December. I don't even know what my official hire date was, but I didn't work until February, I think. So I always say that I got hired February of 2019.
No, you got hired in December.
Yeah, but I've been working here since February of 2019.
No, that's not how it works. If I say that, then I think my years of service here is so much lower.
I think you need to accept your reality.
No.
You're a liar.
We were on a break, they say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to figure out, what does that mean? Have you been dating for 4 years? Or did you go on a break?
It's a good question.
I bring this up because Destiny thinks she's worked here for 8 years.
I have.
But she left and went to Missouri
for six months.
In my mind, that's like, oh, I was on a break, but like we're not going to really count that. So I've just been working here for 8 years. So I was like, okay, let's reframe this a little bit then, Destiny.
Okay.
And if somebody's in a relationship, let's go ahead and say, they say they're in a relationship for 4 years, but you find out they went on a 6 month break.
Mm-hmm.
Have they been dating for 4 years?
Yes.
No, they have not.
Yes, they have. Do you want to go first or do I? I am so mad right now. Oh my God. Do you want to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay. Because why are we going to throw away 4 years of hard work down the tube like it's nothing? And you're just wanting to throw it away like it's nothing. Just because 6 months we were on a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure in those 6 months we probably talked to each other. Maybe we went on a couple dates. I don't know. But I think we were doing something to keep the flow going.
No, you weren't.
Either way, we're not going to throw 4 years down the drain. I'm not throwing 8 years of hard work for this company down the drain. Same thing.
I think you could say we've been dating on and off for 4 years, or just say it from when you got back together. But if you are on a break, and I guess we would have to really define what the break is, but I think if you're not together and you're seeing other people, you cannot call that part of your total relationship.
So we're just going to forget about all those years?
You don't have to forget, but just don't take credit for them. I no longer trust or believe any of your anniversaries anymore, Destiny.
Oh, my God. I swear I've been working here for 8 years.
Except for the 6 months that you didn't work here.
Yeah, I just went to Missouri. But I was still on payroll.
See, and then we just got into it about relationships. Like, if you're on a break, can you still say that you dated for like 4 years total when really you took a little bit of a break?
I'm like, all that hard work, you're just going to throw it down the drain like it's nothing?
I think we need a different opinion.
Yeah, clearly we're not agreeing.
Alex, what do you think about this?
I believe 6 months. If you are gone for less than 6 months, you were on a break. If you were gone longer than the 6 months, you should like divvy it up. Because then you're not on a break. That was, you broke up and you got back together. But if it's like 6 months and you didn't date anybody in between or you whatever, it's a break. But if it's longer than 6 months, it wasn't a break. You broke up.
You got some horrible news today.
Horrible.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are expecting their first kid.
It's everywhere. I feel like it's just hard as a lifelong believer to be like, wow, we really lost him. You know, mm-hmm. there's no chance for the rest of us.
Yeah, because I'm sure you grew up how many years of your life thinking one day you were going to marry that
all
man.
Of them. Every single one of them.
Which is, it's funny because you're like sad because it's a happy ending for him. But what breakup or what like couple had like a bad ending because of breakup mm-hmm. that made you just as devastated as Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber?
My God, so many. The first one that I can think of is Miley Cyrus and Nick Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that was the start of a bunch of like Disney feuds with like Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato that I was like, oh, my God, the girls are fighting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
This is crazy. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson.
Oh, my God.
I remember I was in like fifth grade. Twilight came out and then they broke up and I was like, what do you mean? They don't love each other in real life anymore. How could that be? And I had that same feeling about Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, my God. That one was brutal.
It was like on the cover of Pop Sugar magazine probably, and I fear I cried in my closet when I got that.
The one that still hurts me to this day and I'm not quite over was Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Oh my God.
I really thought they were gonna be the one.
It says a lot about you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.